Dozens of evacuees in Houston did get their debit cards yesterday. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has that story.
Here in Houston, hurricane and flood survivors staying at the Astrodome complex had applied for FEMA assistance all week. They stood in orderly lines to get their $2,000 debit cards. Vanessa Lewis and Kiana Jones say they're grateful for the assistance.
It's a blessing. It's a help. It's a help. It's to get us a head start on what we have to do for ourselves.
Sean Gray says the card came just in time. He's found a job in Houston and is ready to move into a new apartment.
What are you going to do with the money?
Just basically fix my house up for me and my son. Baby mama, she passed away in a storm. So, you know, so it's just us two right now.
Some survivors have started spending their new money on food, clothes, and cell phones to contact relatives who are scattered throughout the country. Many who lived in New Orleans, like 20-year-old Edward Anderson, say they've never before had a debit card.
Never had a bank account. And then that's, you know, just to manage your money, that's a good thing.
You never had a bank account before?
Oh, shoeboxes. Shoeboxes. Stashes, you know. But this is going to really put you in a position where you could, you know, get with the banks and, you know, put your money in a safe place. Stuff like that happens. I mean, you think about it, how much money is floating around in New Orleans. You know, people that just, oh, man, I had this money in this spot.
For evacuees with bank accounts, FEMA plans to direct deposit relief money or mail them checks. But FEMA hasn't said how it will get relief money to survivors outside of Texas who don't have bank accounts. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Houston.